Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Trey A. Savage made his MLB debut tonight, and oh baby, Blue Jays fans, do we have something absolutely special on our hands. I want to talk about the game tonight and go through in detail what Trey A. Savage did tonight. Then I want to talk about why he is so special and that arm angle that he has that most major league pitchers, I don't think we've ever seen that arm angle, and why that splitter and that fastball are so special because of that arm angle. And then I got to talk about the bullpen for the Blue Jays that all of a sudden looks incredible. And then we need to talk about the Blue Jays as a whole, because this team, it might be a team of destiny. But let's get into tonight, where Trey A. Savage in his MLB debut struck out 9 batters. And that is a Blue Jays record. What happened here tonight was Ye Savage admitted going into the game that he was going to be a little nervous. He's been nervous for each first start at every level he's gone through this season. And Ye Savage has gone through every single level this season. He was last year's draft pick by the Jays. And in that year and a half that's passed, he's gone through every level of minor league baseball. He's gone through A, Double A, Triple A, and now he's at the majors, and they finally called him up. And tonight, he was nervous. First two batters of the game, we get a single, we get a double, and then we get a strikeout. We get a strikeout on Brandon Lowe that we'll go back to after, because we need to play the visuals on that to get an idea of that arm angle that Ye Savage has. So he has that strikeout, then we get a walk, then we get a ground out, but that leads to a run. But from there is where we speed through this thing, because that is where Trey A. Savage shut down the Rays. So from there, he goes ground out, strikeout, ground out, walk, strikeout, fly out, strikeout, single, and then John Schneider makes the decision to pull Ye Savage. But in there, you saw 9 strikeouts. He struck out the side in one of those innings. And let's get back to that Brandon Lowe strikeout, the first strikeout of Trey Ye Savage's career. And I outlined everything he did that game. He had a phenomenal game. Let's explain why he is so special and why this thing is going to continue for a long, long time for the Toronto Blue Jays. And it looks like they probably have the next ace on their hands. So if you see there, if you're watching right now on the Jesse Blake Sports Report YouTube channel, some of you are listening right now on podcast form, so I'll explain it to you right now. I'm showing a visual of Ye Savage striking out Brandon Lowe at the plate. It is on his splitter. In this at-bat, all Ye Savage does is throw the splitter. And we're going to pause it right here at his release point, because this release point is what makes his splitter and his fastball so special. So if you can see his arm right up there at the top there, you can't even see my arm, it's way out of screen. He is 6'4", Trey is 6'4", 225. He is a certified big boy, and that allows him to have this crazy release point. That release point that is on the screen right now, I'll show you it in real life, this is the robot game day version, is 7.2 feet, and at its highest it gets to 7.33 feet. That's on his slider. It usually gets up that high. His lowest angle at like 7 something is his fastball, but that release point up there is something Major League Baseball does not have right now. If you look at the StatsCast tracking of release angles of pitchers, Trey A. Savage is an outlier. So what the Blue Jays have here that they're releasing in mid-September and into the playoffs is a pitcher with an arm angle that Major League Baseball hitters aren't used to. They aren't expecting it. That is why when we went through all of the game right there and we talked about those 9 strikeouts, a lot of them are on the splitter. I think it was 6 of the 9 strikeouts came on that splitter, a couple on the fastball. These hitters don't know where this ball is coming from. They are not used to this arm angle because it doesn't exist. No one who is as tall as Ye Savage, who's a starter in this league, is throwing at that angle. For those of you who want to see the angle with a real life A Savage, here it is. There's the visual of the exact same strikeout I just showed you, except not in robot version. This is that crazy arm angle. So the Blue Jays here have done something really smart. They've held back A Savage until this point in the season where they've let him develop because he definitely needed that time in the minors to develop. His walk rate got a little high, which isn't fun. He is nervous in big moments, which isn't great. But here they've allowed him to marinate in the minors, not put too much pressure on him. And they've also hidden him from Major League Baseball. So these hitters, when they're facing him for the first time, they're truly facing something special for the first time. And I don't know how they're going to use him from here on out. They don't have a plan right now for the pitching rotation. But I envision the Blue Jays having a super utility arm starting front of the rotation potential that you can release as a relief pitcher in the playoffs. This is a cheat code. This kid can be an ace on this Blue Jays pitching staff next season. He could be a front of the rotation pitcher for 10 years to come. But in this season right here, he's your secret weapon because the Yankees have never seen this arm angle. The Boston Red Sox have never seen this arm angle. And I'm not playing him against the Red Sox in the series that they have coming up because you want to hide him, I think, entirely from these batters. And you want these guys who have never seen a pitch from that height in the sky ever before to see it for the first time in the playoffs. And that, to me, is something truly special that the Blue Jays have that nobody else in this league hat. So let's go back to the game for a moment that happened tonight, the 2-1 victory by the Blue Jays over the Rays. Trey A. Savage's family was in the crowd all night on Sportsnet. They kept going to them, and you could see Trey A. Savage's dad. He wiped off tears after he left the game and they got the win. It was awesome to see his family there in the crowd all day. Here's a stat from Sportsnet stats. They said, Blue Jays' Trey A. Savage's 52.8 whiff rate on Monday. Since tracking began in 2009, it's the highest by any Blue Jays starting pitcher, debut or otherwise. It's the highest by any starting pitcher in his MLB debut, minimum 60 pitches. A 52.8% whiff rate in your first major league game is absolutely unreal, and it's only going to get better as they continue to tweak and work on his throwing. This is his first game, remember that, and he's already setting Blue Jays records, and he already has that 52.8% whiff rate. And lastly, let's close on the other parts of this 2-1 victory by the Jays tonight. First of all, it's a comeback victory again. These are the comeback kids of Major League Baseball. No team has more comeback victories than the Toronto Blue Jays this season, and they are on their way to breaking the record for most comeback wins in Toronto Blue Jays history. The team currently has 47 comeback wins, and the record is 50, which was set by the 1987 Toronto Blue Jays. Sportsnet stats also had this one about the Blue Jays in the eighth inning or later since September 1st. They've had 27 runs. Their batting average is 364. Their OPS is 910, and their average with runners in scoring position is 388. This is this team. They are never out of a game. And all of a sudden, when it looked like the bullpen was going to be the thing in late August that was going to sink this team, the bullpen's been holding it together. Jeff Hoffman had a fantastic inning tonight, shutting things down in the ninth. And then Braden Fisher, who the Blue Jays acquired in the Kevin Biggio trade in 2024, that summer. They got him from the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is his rookie campaign. He has not pitched in the major leagues before this season. He has been absolutely unreal for the Jays, and tonight he had two shutout innings, and then in the bottom of the 11th, with a man on first and a man on third, with none out, Braden Fisher went strikeout, strikeout, strikeout to end the game for the Blue Jays and secure the 2-1 victory in Trey A. Savage's debut. It was an unreal night for the Jays, and it's been a season of unreal night for the Jays. It feels like every single night they have one of these. They're on a 5-game winning streak right now after sweeping the Orioles this past weekend. It looks like right now they're going to waltz to an easy AL East title. The Blue Jays had a fantastic regular season this year. They're going to get the bye in the first round, and now it's all about just putting this thing together and getting through the postseason and hopefully contending for the World Series with a very deep postseason run. This might be it. This might be a magical fall for the Toronto Blue Jays. I hope you're along with me for this ride because, yeah, this thing, it could get real magical. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, which shows you watching or listening right now, and I appreciate you for that. Don't forget to hit like. Don't forget to hit subscribe on the Jesse Blake Sports Report YouTube channel. That's it for me right now. Good night from Toronto.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.